This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
So what's up, guys? This is IVG podcast number 12. I'm Nash.
I'm Sam.
And I think, Sam, it's been like a fucking long time since we've done a pod, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's been almost a year, I think. 9 months or something since the last podcast.
No doubt. But anyway, we're back. And this time, I swear we're going to try and keep up with this, you know, do it regularly and stuff like that. Let's see how it goes. But anyway, dude, you know, because we've taken such a big break and all that stuff, we're coming back with actually another contest. What's the contest about, Sam?
Yeah, now since you have Mass Effect 2 coming up, it's getting good reviews, it's a very popular game on IVG as well. So we thought we'd do something for Mass Effect 2. So we're having a small contest. We're giving away one copy of Mass Effect 2 on PC. And Ooh. We have 5 N7 t-shirts to give away.
Nice.
So what you basically need to do is just go through the podcast and note down all the EA games we're mentioning. All of them, you know, all EA published games that we mentioned in this podcast. You know, note them down. Once you're done, head over to indianvideogamer.com/MassEffect2. That's one word. And just list those games over there and enter. And
Yo, Sam, I think you went easy on them, dude. We should have told them to count the number of times we said dude in the podcast.
We've done that, dude. We've done that.
It's fucking painful for everyone, dude.
Anyway, so
that's the contest. You guys figure out what to do now.
Yep.
But for now, actually, we're going to start off with the news. You know, we talk about what's happening. And apparently, Ubisoft is up to, you know, their usual retarded self doing some stupidity, which is basically from now on, let me get this straight. To play all Ubisoft games on the PC, you're going to have to be connected to the net 24/7. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you can't save.
Even for offline games.
Okay. And you can't
I don't
save.
Know how it's going to work, though, because they haven't specified how it's going to work. But I'm assuming you can't save unless you're online.
So what happens if your net crashes? You're fucked.
I think it quits the game or something. I don't know.
And dude, considering the connection that we have in India, dude, I don't think anyone in India is going to ever finish a Ubisoft game, dude.
Dude, not only in India, I think everywhere in the world, no one is like online 24/7, dude. I mean,
So this is basically their way of combating piracy.
The worst thing is people are still going to pirate the game.
Obviously, and you know what? The thing is that the fucking guys who actually buy the game legally, they're the guys who suffer the most.
Yeah.
So thanks, Ubisoft, for fucking up your loyal customers. Awesome.
Yep.
And okay, so next up, apparently Mass Effect 2 is delayed for the 360, right, in India?
Yeah, apparently it's still stuck in customs. The PC version is out, but the Xbox version is delayed.
By how many days, any idea?
No idea, dude, no idea, yeah.
Okay, so we keep you guys posted if you hear anything about that. Anything else? We got any other news?
EA has announced a FIFA World Cup game that's coming on April 27th. It's, I don't know, it's the usual milking that they do, football sales. So yeah.
I could try and act excited, but you know that would be fake. So, you know,
I wouldn't blame you, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. But actually, you know what, today is actually a pretty good day because I think a lot of release dates came out today, right?
Yeah.
I think so, check it out. The first up was Metro.
Yeah.
2033, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 19th of March for Europe, which is basically when we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Assassin's Creed 2 hits the PC on the 16th of March, right?
Yes.
And finally, we have Lost Planet 2, which is going to come on the 18th of May.
Yes.
And speaking of Lost Planet 2, dude, did you happen to check out the Gears trailer?
I did. That's pretty cool, though.
It's cool, right?
Yeah,
it's cool.
Cool.
See, the only thing is that I don't want Dom to fucking whine like a bitch in this game.
Dude, I'll keep reviving him, dude.
Exactly. And I don't want him to keep screaming dibs and shotgun in my head, dude, because that'll just drive me fucking insane, man. But other than that, you know what? What I want to find out is whether a little bit of gameplay from Gears will also make a transition, or is it purely cosmetic? Because if I'm not mistaken, both Lost Planet 2 and Gears also had a different cover scheme, right? They weren't the same. So I don't know how that's going to happen. Also, otherwise, chainsawing like 100-foot worms would be kind of awesome, but kind of like stupid as well. So let's see. But anyway, Capcom is known for their good crossovers, so hopefully they'll come up with something new. Obviously, this is going to be exclusive to the PS3, and I doubt it's going to be free.
To the Xbox 360.
Yeah, no doubt, because I doubt it's going to be free anyway. So that's that. Yeah. And so basically Sam was telling me about this awesome feature that someone started on the forums, right?
Yeah.
It's the best 10 best games of all times. Now, first of all, dude, this whole idea made my brain hurt because choosing 10 games from all your awesome games is really tough. But still, I've come up with a list. So, Sam, why don't you go first?
No, dude, you go first.
I'll
just find my list.
All right, man, I'm going to go first. So, at number one, I have GTA San Andreas.
Nice.
Awesome game. Number two, I got Burnout Revenge because it's like the best fucking Burnout I ever made. Okay.
It isn't, but go ahead.
Dude,
Burnout 3 is better.
No. Then number three, I have Fear, which was awesome for its time, you know?
Okay.
Kinetic combat, slow-mo, awesome, dude. I must get the fuck out of me. It was cool. Number four, I got Modern Warfare 1, not 2. Because 2 was nice, but it wasn't as impressive. Then I got God of War 2 after that, which is number 5, I think. Yeah, I'm not doing count, right? Yeah, number 5. Then number 6, I got Uncharted 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 7, I got Soldier of Fortune 2.
Okay.
Number 8, I got Max Payne 2. Because I fucking love that game. Number 9, I got Fallout 3.
Really?
It was like, yeah, dude, that was a fucking awesome RPG, man. I know. It's like not as good as the old Fallout, but I liked it. And number 10, I have Crysis. Because I loved Far Cry. So, you know, Crysis was a natural extension of Far Cry. So, you know, with better visuals and all that. So, that's my top 10 list, man. Hit me. Hit me with your list, dude.
Dude, you got a bunch of current-gen games, dude.
I
only got one.
I'm not much of an old-school gamer. You know that, dude.
Neither am I, but I don't know. It was surprising to me how many older games I have. Okay, anyway, here's mine. I'll go 10 first.
All right.
First order. Okay, 10 is GTR 2. It's like the PC racing sim. Still very popular.
Okay.
Number 9 is Mirror's Edge.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Number 8 is MDK. Love that game. Number 7 is Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, fuck! I forgot about that game, dude. Not cool.
I do it.
Okay.
Number 6 is Half-Life.
Half-Life 1, right?
1-1, yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 is another game that you might want to have on your list. It's SSX3.
Oh shit, dude, that's so fucked up, dude. This is not fair anyway.
Okay, number 4, Screamer.
Okay.
Okay, number 3, Pro Evo 3.
Not surprising.
Yeah, then number 2, GTA San Andreas.
Oh, you know it, dude?
Yeah, dude. And number 1, Gran Turismo 3. Best game ever. Gran Turismo 3.
Dude, where the fuck is God of War on your list, dude?
There's no God of War.
Dude, this ends the friendship right now. I'm going to go home and just... I'm at home, but it's not cool, dude.
My bad.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a good list. Although I should have put Def Jam on my list, but you know...
Yeah. Dude, Def Jam had to be there.
I totally skipped my mind. Dude, you know, the thing is, I was racking my brains at work, and someone thought I was actually working on a feature for Office, and I was like, yeah, sure, dude. This is going on next. Whatever. So, yes. But whoever made this post, you know, props to him because he really made me think.
After.
Oh, okay. So what's next, man? We got a feature and... Oh, yeah, Sam, you're going to talk to me about why you have so much respect for Forza 3.
Not Forza, but more about Microsoft and how they did things with Forza 3, you know? Because you've been talking about how there are so many games are being delayed. It happened last year. It's happening this year as well. I mean, there are games which were announced in 2006 which haven't come out yet, you know? Like Alan Wake, you know, Gran Turismo 5. They, you know, this is getting delayed. So looking at Forza 3 and how they released that game, I mean, they announced the game at E3 in June last year.
Okay.
And the game came out in October, which is like what? July, August, September, October. 4 months between announcement and release.
Okay.
And if you look at the post-release, the sales, in the UK it outsold ODST, which is a huge thing for a racing sim compared to anything Halo.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so what this did for Microsoft is that when you have only 4 months to promote a game, you can basically push really hard, you know, in terms of marketing and everything. You have all your biggest reviews to be done only in a 4 month period. So you can push the game really well. Secondly, what it does is, what happens with games like, say, GT5 or Alan Wake, people who were hyped for it early on, they may have, like, you know, they said, you know what, fuck it, you know, it'll come when it comes and I'll see if I want to buy it. With this game, what happened is the interest never waned. You know, it just kept increasing because there was more and more information coming at you all the time.
You know, I get it.
So this is actually a good way to go about it. And I think more guys, you know, should go this way with the releases then, rather than, you know, taking 3 years to release a game.
Well, I don't know about more guys, but I think two guys who definitely need to go this way are Rockstar and Ubisoft, man. Every fucking Rockstar game is delayed.
Dude, Rockstar's insane. The knowledge they delayed, they're so ambitious with the release.
Seriously, why pissing me off, dude? First of Max Payne, they just released a fat render of Max Payne. Then after that, there's like a fucking some screenshots. I don't think there's a proper trailer till now. And it's
there isn't. There isn't.
Yeah. Then there's nothing for Agent. Like GTA also, like they released 2-3 trailers that just kept making me like really like horny for the game.
Dude, GTA 4, before they had any information, they had a release date, dude. If anything
exactly,
else.
Exactly, man. So I don't really think Max Payne 3 is also coming out this year, man. It's not
gonna happen. I doubt it.
Oh yeah, and Ubisoft for fucking up with Conviction like 50,000 times. And now, if I'm not mistaken, they're doing the same with I Am Alive. They're going back to the drawing board. They're going to give it like a whole, you know, a whole remake and stuff like that.
I Am Alive has been dead since the first trailer that came out.
It's pretty ironic considering the name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, but you know what? That's a good thing. You know, props to Microsoft for doing that. But at the same time, now speaking of Microsoft, and, you know, I'm coming to Sony for a minute over here. You attended the PlayStation Experience this year, am I right?
I did.
So how was it, man? Was it win or was it fail?
See, it was fail from our point of view, if you're looking at it from
a gamer's perspective. Okay.
Yeah, but it was held at probably Bombay's best family hangout, which is Phoenix. Mills. On a weekend, you have families coming there and all that. So the location was good.
Okay.
Now the thing was that what pissed me off is, first of all, Sony was telling us that this is for mainstream, it's not hardcore or anything. So I assumed that, you know, they have a bunch of PS2 stuff and they have a bunch of PSP. Yeah, and not only that, but other PS2 stuff and other PSP stuff, and not much of, you know, the Killzone 2 and all that. But you go there, and the games that are there are Killzone 2, Uncharted 2, Gran Turismo 5, and God of War 3. Now, this is the funny thing, all right?
Okay.
Basically, this is a tent with about 8 games in it.
All right. Okay?
And there's one guy on each booth, and there are 20 guys lining up to play God of War 3.
Okay,
and this is with their parents, huh? They're like kids which are like 8 years old and all that, with their parents, and the parents are watching them play, watching them rip that guy's head off, you know, pull the Cyclops' eye out and all that.
That's
that was damn funny. So and secondly, you know, they had this giant screen and they had TV screens outside as well, and they were only showing the most hardcore games. They had Heavy Rain there, they had Uncharted 2 videos playing, they had God of War 3 videos playing, and this is supposed to be what they say mainstream.
A mainstream event, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they need to realize that what sells here isn't the casual games. What sells is the hardcore games, so they need to realize that. Secondly, what pissed me off is they didn't have FIFA over there.
Oh, I mean, that must have hurt, dude. That must have hurt you from inside, you know?
Dude, not only that, I mean, that's the only game that would have drawn more crowd than God of War 3. The only
game.
There were
no third-party games, is it?
No third-party games. Dude, FIFA is huge in India. It'll sell more than any other game. You put Halo, you bring Gears of War, God of War, anything. FIFA will outsell all of that. And you got to have that if you want to push the hardware. You have to have a game like FIFA to push it.
Now I don't get it. So where were all the so-called mainstream games like SingStar and Desi Adda? So they didn't have them at all.
Yeah, no, they had Desi Adda. That's it.
But so, you know, I would assume that they would actually have a lot of SingStar going on, because that is actual social games. Like, if you remember the first one we went to, the first PlayStation experience, they had like so many SingStar games, and that's where people were flocking to, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess there's some sort of logistical fuck-up or what. Because I guess
SingStar, you could easily have. I mean, they have all the product available, so you could just pick up a pack and just have it there for people to play.
I guess somewhere some sort of coordination didn't work out, because if they told you mainstream and they went hardcore, somewhere some shit did hit the fan. So, but anyway, so you'd say basically the event is declining gradually every year, right? Because even last year's wasn't too hot.
It is, and the most worrying thing is that they need to support third party, because it's not all about Sony first party games. I mean, the brand is not about first party; it's about good games, and most of the good games are third party. Not only in India, I think worldwide, most of the
No doubt, but you know, maybe this year they're very confident of the lineup, because if you notice, this year Sony has a very strong lineup as well, especially in first party stuff.
Yeah, but that again is old game. The only new game they had was God of War 3. And when you're saying mainstream, then you have to have FIFA. You know, that is mainstream.
So, that was like a kind of a wasted experience, I guess, then.
Yeah. It was alright, I mean, from a coverage point of view. There are a lot of people coming in and showing interest, but...
Okay, so no celebs and shit? No. Dude, no smiling Kratos?
I did.
I like that guy, dude. He was cool, man.
He was like 5 feet tall, dude.
He was the happiest and the hairiest Kratos I've seen in my life, dude. He was cool,
dude, they even had Drake, remember?
Oh yeah, dude, Drake looked like some fucking pimp, dude. I'm like, what? Oh, dude. And they were going to have Noriko and stuff like that, but I don't think that worked out too well for them.
Thank God they didn't get Noriko, dude.
But it was still awesome, dude. Robert Miles and stuff, dude, kind of salvaged.
Robert Miles was a drunk, dude, remember?
Yeah, dude. Shit, my bad, my bad. Yeah, yeah. So tell me, dude, what are you playing right now?
Right now I'm playing, I just got done playing Army of Two.
Okay.
I played twice, actually, once single player and then on co-op. And I didn't like it, honestly.
But tell me one thing, did you keep getting disconnected?
No, not really, actually. I didn't.
Dude, it's so weird because Amit and I were playing on Xbox and, dude, we got disconnected like at least 6 to 7 times every hour. And you know, the game has some seriously fucking anal checkpoints. So,
yeah,
and the thing is that we are playing on contractor difficulty. So every time we would get dropped, we would have to like backtrack like crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was really getting frustrating. And the worst part or the funniest part is that I could not find a single multiplayer server to connect to. In fact, the two of us, we joined 2 to 3 servers as a co-op versus. And, dude, there was no one on the server except us. So it's making me wonder, what the fuck? Is no one playing the game in the whole world or what's happening?
See, I'm playing on PS3. And as for campaign co-op, I didn't have any friend to play with. So I just did a random matchmaking for co-op. And I didn't have any disconnection issues.
So I guess this is only for the 360, is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's a friend's invite thing or whatever, maybe. I don't know.
But you know, okay, like you said, you know, I don't find the game revolutionary. Like the way Ubisoft improved Assassin's Creed 2 as compared to 1, dude, EA have not done anything like that. In fact, the game is pretty much the same thing with a little bit of visual polish and some like 2 to 3 new mechanics, and that's about it, dude.
Yeah, and even that all the new features that they had, you know, that the moral choices and your surrender.
The moral choices are such fucking bullshit,
dude. And the civilians, saving the civilians, is all crap, dude.
It's just for achievement whores, dude. Because, you know, saving a civilian or killing him really doesn't make me any, you know, affect my life in any way possible, dude.
Dude, I played the game twice and I still don't know what the story was about. Do you know?
Yeah, dude.
Have you finished the game?
Dude, I cannot finish the game because I cannot play with him for more than half an hour getting disconnected. So we have decided we're not going to play till EA patch this bitch up.
Dude, I mean, the game like Modern Warfare 2, where you know it's the most weird story ever. But here it's like, there is no story. I mean, I just don't know why they do the things they do, dude.
It's the Army of Two, the movie, the game should have been called Cloverfield, dude. Because I felt like it was Cloverfield and shit, dude.
Why?
Dude, you not seen Cloverfield monster comes? Dude, buildings were just falling and randomly. I'm like, what the fucking domino effect in Shanghai, dude? And dude, the worst part is all the moral choices I had were killing black people, dude. I'm not saying anything, but it is fucking racist, dude.
Is it?
Dude, I'll tell you, man.
The first guy was.
Okay, the second guy also was, dude. And Amit killed him, dude. He is an evil man.
Dude, he wasn't black. He was like a Chinese security guard.
Okay, why, well, dude, this is racist, man.
So, yeah, Chinese people are here. They're yellow people, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. So, but anyway, at the bottom line is, what do you say? Is it like buy, rent, borrow, or avoid? What's it?
Say borrow. Don't buy it even at half price, dude. Honestly.
At bargain bin, huh?
Yeah.
So, and you know what? Besides Army of Two, I'm actually playing Dark Void, which contrary to all the hate, you know? Dude, listen. I'm not saying it's a good game. I'm not saying it's fucking game of the year. But it's not as bad as people say it is. You know, once you get into it, it's kind of fun. Okay, it's a very generic game. And the plot could have been like way cooler with this whole Bermuda Triangle twist and all. But it's not too bad. But definitely, there is no multiplayer. And for like $3,500, it is not worth it. For sure.
Definitely.
But
the game isn't bad. It's just incredibly boring. Especially when you have another game to play. A game like, you know, Darksiders.
Darksiders, dude. Darksiders is fucking awesome.
Awesome game. And it's like really, really deep. I mean, I can't believe I'm still playing the game after so many days because it's not getting over. And it's challenging in many ways. The combat is okay. It's pretty easy. It's not hard. But there's a variety to it. And there's some really, really good puzzles also. Especially in towards the end, it gets pretty, pretty challenging.
I just started playing the game and I'm pretty impressed with the RPG-esque mechanics they've put in. You know, the upgrading your sword and upgrading your skills and this and that is cool. But at the same time, I'm worried it shouldn't turn people off, you know, because people are expecting a very simple action game. Shouldn't be like, dude, what is all this shit, man? I don't want to do any of this. I just want to kill fuckers.
Yeah.
And I think if you don't upgrade your character, you will die because the game is decently tough.
But even in God of War, you have leveling up of weapons and all. Yeah, so
but
I
this
think
is
I
a little more. But this is a little more detailed. You know what I'm saying? It's a little more detailed. Plus, you know, for some reason, the game, you know, the game reminds me of World of Warcraft, which is, I know,
Star Trek, stuff like that.
But you know, people may actually think this is like a fucking RPG and just stay away from it, dude. Yeah, so, yeah. No, it's not. In fact, it's a very enjoyable game. And if you like action games, dude, pick up Darksiders. Yeah. Although, there is no 360 stock in Bombay, right?
Not yet.
It's this huge fuck up and all, okay. And speaking of which, there's no Bayonetta stock as well, right? Because I really want to play that game.
Yeah, I want to play that. Anyway. Yeah, I want to play that. Not played that yet.
And you have to avoid the PS3 version like the plague, so...
Yeah,
I heard guess about we're going to have to just wait.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think we've gone along for like a long time right now. So, I think it's enough for these guys for the first time. Plus, there are a lot of new guys on the podcast, you know. So, I mean, new guys on the forum. So, you don't want to scare them all away in the first podcast. So, I guess that's about it. So, I hope you guys were taking note of all the EA games that both Sam and me mentioned.
Yeah.
So, Indian Video Gamer /
IndieVideoGamer.com/Mass Effect 2. That's one word.
Yes, that is one word.
So, just go there and... And there's a form over there. Just list the games that we mentioned, all the EA games. I don't know which games they were. I don't remember. So.
And I'm sure there are a lot of them. So, you know. But, okay, so just to clarify, this is not... Okay, we're not only asking you for EA for the games developed by EA, but we're also talking about games published by EA. So you can go ahead and choose those as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that...
wait. Anything else? Before we finish, just talk about the games coming out in February.
My bad. Totally forgot about that. Yeah. So, yeah. So, we have the games of Feb with us. So, first up is we have Bioshock 2, which I'm totally looking forward to.
Although, 5th Feb?
Yeah, 5th Feb.
All right.
Although, people are very skeptical about the multiplayer, which honestly does look a little tacky.
But single player as well, dude. I mean, what do you do in a sequel to Bioshock? I honestly don't know.
This was like just putting it on just for the fuck of it. But still, you know, it's Bioshock, so I'm sure it's going to be good. Then you have... God of Inferno.
It's a decent game though. It'll be fun.
But I would say, I would go as far as to say as Dante's Inferno is like the best God of War clone I've ever played.
Yeah.
Dude, it looks good. It plays good. And hopefully the final product will be good. Also,
But there aren't many God of War clones. Are there?
No, there aren't actually. Yeah. But this one, even if there were, this one did well. Plus, like I said, dude, Dante's chick is really hot, dude.
Really? When did you see her?
I don't know, man. She keeps appearing in these events and stuff. And, you know, she's like naked and shit, dude. It's hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then, dude, you have the resurrection of an awesome franchise, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Which is going to be sweet.
Unfortunately, we can't review it, although there is a review code in Bombay, but, you know.
Oh, why is that, Sam? I'll tell you why. Because we don't have debug codes, nigga. What?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, so that sucks. And then we finally have Heavy Rain, which... Is I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game, but dude, I think it's going to bomb commercially for sure because it's too niche, man.
I think it will, yeah.
Yeah, it's just too niche.
I played the game a bit and I can see why people are going to hate it.
Me too, man. I mean, it's just like one giant QTE event after...
Play the game, right?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Also, you have fixed camera angles. You can't really free roam the camera and all that, which is going to piss people off a lot.
You can like barely move the character, man. Everything's like, you know, press this, press that, quick time, this, that. But you know what? I think it's going to have a very deep story, engaging story. Yeah. So hopefully that's going to redeem the game. So,
it's quite cinematic also. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Plus it looks really nice, so...
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, man. So, is that about it? Am I rushing through anything or are we done?
I think that's it for Feb. No, nothing else.
No, I was talking about the podcast. Is that done for the podcast also?
Oh, yes. I think yes.
So, we're done for the first podcast. We hope you guys like it. Like always, Sam's going to make a thread. So, leave your suggestions in there, feedback, criticism, you know, love for us, whatever. It's up to you. And so, this is Nash signing off.
All right. See you guys.